This is KUT. 102 people died on Austin's roads last year. The city of Austin has put together a Vision Zero plan to try to reduce fatalities and serious injuries on the roads. All this week, we've been looking at the plan in our series, The Road to Zero. We've heard the stories of victims and their loved ones, but we haven't yet heard from those who respond to these deaths in the minutes and days after. We spoke with three members of the Austin Police Department about their work and the toll it takes.
No. The pedestrian did not survive the accident. You did not cause their death. The accident caused their death.
Okay, so a hypothetical situation, say around South Park Meadows, late evening, early morning, somebody transiting up north on 35 and not seeing a dark figure step out into the roadway.
Austin 911, do you need police, fire, or EMS?
EMS. Someone just got hit by a car over here at
3906.
My name is Jeff Slater, and I am the sergeant over the vehicular homicide unit. The first thing we're going to do is just kind of get an overall canvas of the area to see what we're working with. One of the first things that we like to do is we like to call the medical examiner and get them out on the way so we can take care of the body and get that out of the scene. We do everything we can to avoid having a deceased person on the roadway for any extended period of time. These things affect everybody differently, even police officers. Early on in my career, I would do the job and I would keep the images with me. And there were times where I'd wake up and I'd see it and stuff. And then at a certain point in my life, I just got to a point to where I was able to kind of ignore that and do the job. You either are able to detach, do the job, go home and sleep, or you're not. The next thing we do is we try to interview all of our witnesses and get them out of there, just because this is, for the most part, probably one of the most traumatic things that's ever happened to them or that they've ever witnessed. We want to get them with the detective if they're able to speak. Sometimes they're shaken up so bad that we can't even interview them.
They may be pacing. They may be literally jumping up and down.
What we do is we call our victim service counselors in.
Hi, my name is Summer Davenport. I'm a victim witness counselor with the Austin Police Department on the crisis team. Once I arrive to a scene, I will ask for a briefing, a few key people's names. Who am I there to counsel and what was their particular role in the incident? Trauma has a way of manifesting itself very physically in our bodies. Usually what people will tell me is they feel nauseated. They feel like they have a headache. They may feel a lot of tension or stress in their shoulders. They may feel that their hands and feet are numb. Their emotions may feel numb. And they will often ask, what do I do right now? How am I supposed to feel? The driver of a vehicle after a pedestrian traffic fatality, they want to know, how is that person? And I think that it's important to be as honest as possible, as soon as possible. No, the pedestrian did not survive the accident.
Notification to a family member, our medical examiner's office will often contact members of our crisis team to provide that notification. Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm afraid I have some bad news. Can I please come inside, or may we please come inside?
My name is Stephanie Gonzalez. I'm a victim services counselor with the Austin Police Department.
I am so sorry to tell you this, but your loved one has passed away in a tragic car crash. No matter how many times we've done a notification like that, we all still kind of have that sense of dread and sadness and feeling, of course, knowing that the information that you're about to give someone is going to change their life. And it's difficult. I mean, people can be quite stoic or are probably processing the information but not really reacting in a big way. Other times, it's completely different. And we might even have people, too, that, and this does happen a lot, where there is a lot of denial expressed, a lot of disbelief, and sometimes people wanting to know for sure and asking if they can go see the person, if they can somehow get more proof, you know, about what happened. And that's such a normal response, I think, for most people. If you weren't there, if you didn't know anything about the circumstances, you can imagine, you know, having someone come to your home and tell you this is what happened and not being convinced, you know, that that's even the truth. And sometimes, you know, they do just need to walk around, you know, or I've been with people who were, you know, grabbing at things, you know, grabbing at grass on the ground, you know, all these types of different just visceral, you know, reactions that people have. Do you want me to provide you, you know, with all the information that I know right now about what happened and what circumstances led to this person's death?
I don't like the term accident. I really don't. They're crashes. To me, an accident is something that's avoidable. Every one of these fatalities that I've been involved in, and we're going on 4 years now, there's something that one of the individuals that has done that has caused that. They're not all preventable, but they're all avoidable. If somebody would have slowed down, not been intoxicated, not crossed a busy freeway, not been distracted, there's always something. Not been on the wrong side of the road. They're all avoidable. That's what's kind of frustrating is, man, if they just wouldn't have done this, people would be alive right now.
That was Sergeant Jeff Slater from the Austin Police Department. We also heard from Summer Davenport and Stephanie Gonzalez, also from APD, talking about their work in the aftermath of fatal traffic crashes. You can find all the stories in our Road to Zero series at roadtozero.kut.org.